Hey, the house is quiet, the kids are back in school, and I'm officially on the hunt for an NFL team to root for.
Meanwhile, my truck hit 200,000 miles, immediately threw a check engine light, and I went kayaking next to the arch on fire.
Just a completely normal, low-stress week for both of us.
Grab a Four Hands vanilla pumpkin ale and a funnel cake cookie.
Welcome to Stuck in Beta. I almost screwed that up. That's good enough.
Good enough.
Hey Josh, how you doing?
Hey Greg, I'm doing fantastic.
Great.
How about you?
I'm great. This is Stuck in Beta, the only podcast coming from Greg and Josh.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say like the only podcast coming from this basement.
Well, that too. There's a lot of different things. I mean,
yeah,
we could claim to be, you know, the only podcast in a, well, it never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to come up with more lines. I wasn't prepared to give you a bunch.
No.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. You know, it's school's back in session.
Oh yeah, I know you're
quiet
excited about
house
that.
Like this podcast, you may not have interruptions saying, "Daddy, can you open this bag of chips?"
Yeah,
Daddy, I can't believe this. He's called me this name. And
did you leave some of that in past episodes?
I probably have.
Yeah, I did too on the YouTube side.
It's hard to edit everything. Like, look, we do like an hour or so show.
Yeah,
maybe longer. And I know where to make the cut, like clips and stuff, the front and back. Usually.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I do.
But if I go towards the, I'd have to hunt and peck.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd have to listen to the whole show all over.
Sometimes I'll glance at the entire like wavelength of audio. And if there's a big gap somewhere, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I ought to cut that out.
Yeah.
Greg got called away to go do something.
Yeah. So, not a lot of editing here.
No. Because, you know, we're not professionals.
No.
We may sound like it. I think the audio quality always sounds fantastic.
If you want to have a professional podcast, well.
You're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place. Hey, let's drink a beer.
All right. I'm excited about this because, you know what? It is the end of August. The weather is a little bit better. It's still not as cool as I'd like it to be, but I have noticed in my backyard, I don't know what species of tree it is, but I need to check it out because the leaves have already started changing colors.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some yellows.
And they're falling.
Yeah, that could be because they're, I don't know, maybe the heat kind of got to them. I don't know.
So, yeah, and if you go out in the morning, it is nice and chilly out
there.
Yeah,
it is really nice. Which I did something very early this morning, which I'm excited to tell you about here in a little bit.
Then, you know, later on in the day, it gets hot again. But
yeah.
So today we are drinking from Four Hands Brewing, one of our favorite local breweries, Clementine's Vanilla Pumpkin Ale. It's a collaboration between Clementine's, what is it? They're an ice cream shop,
yeah.
But I thought they were called like Naughty Ice Cream or something like that. Clementine's.
They may have that. Like, is that like the alcohol infused ice cream?
Yeah.
They may have some of that, but they have just regular traditional ice cream as well.
Okay. I thought they had like a name. I thought it was like Clementine's Naughty.
Hmm.
But maybe I'm not. So anyway, it says Brewed in collaboration with Clementine's Ice Cream, this decadent take on our fall classic brings rich, nostalgic flavor of vanilla ice cream to our pumpkin ale. A toasty malt profile featuring notes of caramel and honey pairs with an amber glow, while spicy cinnamon, warming nutmeg, and zinging ginger round things out with a touch of creamy vanilla.
I admit, I smell all of that. I pick up all those aromas, but it's somewhat subtle. It's not like, man, some of these, you know, they are really pack a punch when it comes to aroma. But
it doesn't quite smell like a candle.
Yeah, I'm hoping the flavor is going to be like that too.
Oh, yeah. Very vanilla forward.
Yeah. Now, every year I get excited about the pumpkin beers, and I usually, you take your first sip and you're like, yes, this is great. And then it's hard to finish the entire pint. So I'm going to say, like, right now, I get a little bit of almost like a graham cracker type, a crust of some sort. I don't know what it is, but it's really good. I guess maybe it's the caramel.
Yeah. It's very, honestly, it's not a lot of pumpkin in this pumpkin ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the spices there.
Yeah.
It's got the vanilla, like I said, vanilla forward as far as the ale goes, but still good.
It is good, yeah. Zingy ginger. Yeah, I get that too. I mean, yeah, I can get everything out of there.
I guess this is their, because they have a pumpkin ale too out there, Four Hands. So I'm wondering if they just take that and dress it up, or do they take it while it's brewing and dress it up? Like, you know? I want to know.
Well, it says just the nostalgic flavor of vanilla is added to our pumpkin ale, so.
Maybe they take the already made ale, I guess wort at that point.
Yeah, add to it.
Interesting. Yeah. I like it. I would, I'd put around a B or so. It's good. I'm not going to rate it really high because I got to find a really good pumpkin ale that I want to rate an A.
Yeah, true. And it's just not our style. I think for me, a lot of these have all of the spices. And I always feel like if you can cut down the spices to almost nothing, like that to me is a much better beer.
Well, and I've found that the ones that kind of mix with vanilla, I think are better, or the ones that are doing like a pumpkin stout.
Yeah.
They seem to hit better.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I agree. B, we'll reserve our A for future pumpkin ales, because here we are in August. We still got a long way to go.
Yeah, if we even get, I mean, we have a lot of Oktoberfest to get through too.
Yeah, we got September. I mean, we're going to be on trips and stuff, so we got some weeks in there where we're not going to be together, but we pumpkin ale, though, really, you can drink all the way through Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, why not?
Oktoberfest, you got to stop in October, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And it's not always, Oktoberfest isn't always in October. Sometimes it's September. So.
Yeah. But yeah, it's getting close to our favorite time of year.
Yeah. So like I said, the kids are back in school. It's quiet at home. I work from home, so it's been a summer, you know, with both of them being home and having, you know, go outside and play. I don't want to.
It's too hot.
So it's a little different. You know, everyone says, you're going to miss this someday. And I go, I don't know. You know, and I don't know if I miss it. You know, I don't enjoy having to argue with people who have their own opinions.
I can say I do miss when my kids were little, because I know for certain. I mean, they were around. They needed me more. That's a feeling that you kind of miss, like not, they don't need you as much, nearly as much as they're older. And then also just the little kid problems. You always hear the little kids have little problems, big kids have big problems. And I can sure attest to that.
Yeah.
So
more expensive problems too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. So I miss when they were little.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, you got the noise of the dogs to keep you.
Yeah. It doesn't happen as often. A lot of times they're excited when someone comes to the door, or they're seeing other kids playing outside. And so obviously with summer over or summer break over, they're not doing that as much.
Yep. But yeah, headed into fall, you're excited about the NFL, huh?
Okay.
Or you want to get excited about
it. I want to get excited. I used to love actually, I loved the where we would hang out on a Sunday. I mean, we had like a team we'd watch. We'd watch the Rams.
Yeah.
We'd make, you know, bunch of junk food, apparently. You know,
yeah.
And drink a couple beers and have a good time. And that slowly, I mean, let's face it, the last like 5 years or so the Rams were here, that kind of didn't happen very often.
Yeah.
So I was here's what I did. I used our old friend, the AI.
Yeah. And I try to help you find a team.
I'm like, listen, here's the thing. Our team left, went Sam Kroenke. He put the team to the ground where they were playing like crap and wasn't putting any money into it so he could sell the team off or move the team. And also, I said, I want to like Kansas City, but it's weird for me to like a, you know, they're kind of a rival city in the state. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
There's a lot of Chiefs fans here in the
Yeah,
St. Louis
I know.
Area.
There are a lot of Chiefs fans.
I'm one of them.
So I'm like, what's some good teams to root for? And the best one you could root for, especially from, and I don't have any sports channels or anything. I have the network channels. I have some streaming services. And they're basically, Green Bay is the anti-establishment because they will never leave.
Yeah.
The whole team, you know, everyone, the fans own the team.
Right, yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's such a well-liked team that you're not going to have problems finding their games.
Okay.
And I know my neighbor, the old man living next door, because we were outside the other day. I'm going to get back and watch the preseason of the Green Bay game.
Oh, yeah.
Or so.
I think our friends, Jeremy and Robin, I think they're Green Bay fans.
Yeah, I know Jeremy. I guess Robin by association is a Green Bay fan. But it also said another team, because they were kind of underdogs and now they're getting back to where they were at one point, is the Detroit Lions.
Okay, and they're on network television a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, but said Green Bay is probably the one you want to. And then I looked, you know, my Disney trip coming up. I'm going to miss the first two games of the season. So I'm like, well, here I go.
Have to jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're Chiefs fans, Lori and I, and I shared with her this, that you had this topic on the agenda, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Tell them let's root for the Chiefs and let's all get together on Sundays. She's all about it.
I don't mind watching a game, you know, but
she wants to do the whole get together thing as well on the weekends and all of that, and host at our house or, you know, back and forth. And she said, yeah, let's do it. She was super excited to hear that. But of course, the Chiefs are one of the most popular teams in the league. So they have a lot of like Friday, Saturday, Monday games, or Sunday night. So they're a little harder to watch on like Sunday afternoons. I was just looking at their schedule here, and it looks like September 27th, they do have a noon game. But then, yeah, October 4th, they have a 3:25 game. So they have some Sunday games as well. But
they were in the Super Bowl last year and lost, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and we'll be gone for, I think, at least two of those games in October. So yeah, the first month or so might be a little tough to get together. But we can definitely get after it in October, and you know, maybe we can split between Chiefs and Green Bay games if that's going to be the team you stick with, or you're undecided between them and Detroit.
I'm one of those few. It probably won't matter. I just like, you know, when it comes down to it, I paid more attention when I had a football pool.
Yeah,
going on.
I love that.
When
was a lot
I
of
had
fun.
That going on at work and had everyone, I'm like, oh, you actually, every game kind of seemed important, and
it mattered. Yeah,
you rooted for some team you really didn't care about, mm-hmm. but you had them picked for that week.
What was it, $2, I think, to get in those? And so the pot would get up to maybe like $40 or something like that?
Yeah, sometimes more than that. Because, I think I'd have about 30 people, so it would depend.
I always remember that Super Bowl where I won 3/4. That was so amazing.
Oh, yeah, because it didn't change.
Or if it did, it changed by exactly 10 points.
Yeah.
And it was still the same score.
Right.
Because it went by the last digit in the score.
Mm-hmm.
And I won 3 times.
For squares. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Well, we'll figure it out.
So I was going to tell you about our experience last weekend. We went to La Chance, the new spot in Hillsboro, my town.
The converted over to...
Yeah, it was Russell House before.
Yeah.
It's a really nice place. They've dressed it up really well inside and out. They've done a lot of really good work to it. And it was jam-packed. We had to make a reservation like days in advance. And they said, you know, everything was sold out. So it's been a pretty hot spot so far. Now, they have a spot in Kimswick as well. LaChance does. And the people that we were with actually were saying that the business there has dwindled quite a bit. And
really?
And our server said the same thing. He actually worked at the Kimswick place and moved down to Hillsboro. And he said that, it's just not very busy there right now. I don't know if it's because this one opened or what, but anyway, great place. I would highly recommend it. The food was amazing. The service was outstanding. The atmosphere is awesome.
Now, do they have beer too, as far as like any kind of
they do
they make or
no? I don't think they have anything that they make or that is branded by them, but we had wine actually. It was really good.
Okay, because I know fun. Russell House had they had it all.
Yeah.
Like they had like 20 or so beers on tap.
They did, but a lot of times you'd go there and you'd be after one and they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have that one. And you're like, oh, okay, well, how about that one? No, sorry, we're out of that one too. Yeah, they weren't the greatest at keeping up with their tap list.
Hmm.
But this morning, I was going to tell you that, so I had the opportunity to go with a friend of mine who does, he belongs to a group that kayaks on the Mississippi River at sunrise on Fridays. So he told me about this a while back, and I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I'd like to do that. So I got up at 4 o'clock this morning and drove up, met him at 5:30 on the landing, and they put in just south of the arch, and then they paddle like a mile or so north and then slowly let the current come down, and the sunrise is hitting the arch.
Wow, that's so, really that's some.
They call it Arch on Fire.
Yeah, that's really cool. Those are really cool pictures.
Yeah, it was really neat. It was a really cool experience.
You get the reflection of one of the what do you call that? The arms.
Yeah,
one of the archways
or whatever. Yeah, the south one.
Because one is the sun's blaring on it, and it just gives you a great big reflection.
Yeah, it was super cool. It was really pretty. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
so that's the Illinois side. So are you?
We're in the middle.
You're in the middle,
Mississippi. Okay. Yeah. At that point, there was. I think I had another picture here. It was a small group of like 5 guys that were out there. Just one guy's on a, what do you call that? A paddleboard.
Oh yeah, where you stand up and
yeah.
Isn't the current pretty strong there?
So they were saying that, so I'm looking at pictures here, obviously it's showing you, but they were saying that the river is down really low right now, so the current it's fairly strong when you're out in the middle, but he said a couple weeks ago it was as high as like way up here above the cobblestones,
mm-hmm.
and the current was a lot stronger, but it really wasn't too bad today.
So well, it looks like you're wearing life vest and all that too, though.
Yeah, there's a guy that organizes these. I don't have him in these, or I think it might be him, but he gives a whole safety talk at the beginning, and he's mm-hmm. like, you know, these are the things to expect. This is the stuff to look out for, and you know, he's like, you're doing this at your own risk, but you know, I'm just letting you know this is because he has a background in whitewater rafting and like all the things, and he's pretty knowledgeable, so he's the one that organizes this. It's like, do it at your own risk, but, you know, here's kind of the guidance.
Hmm.
So it was really, really cool.
Neat. So do they, like, do you say, like, does he reserve all the kayaks, have them ready for you? Do you have to bring your own?
So this, the guy I rode with, Bob, he has this tandem kayak. So he and I were in it together.
Okay, I see.
And everybody else just owned their own kayaks.
Okay.
So yeah, there's no like company or anything like that.
Right.
It's just
I've seen the kayaks like at Dick's before with it that have, I mean, there's some really nice ones, and they have like the live wells for fishermen and stuff. And they're not that expensive.
No.
But it's also one of those things, when am I ever going to do that, you know?
Well, and I'm kind of, so I've done it a little bit on whenever we've been on vacations, we've rented them or whatever and taking the kids out and all that. And I've been curious enough that's kind of why I wanted to go with him, because I heard him talking about it. And I'm like, I really want to get into this. So he's like constantly sending me these links now of like from Marketplace. And
yeah, I was going to say, how much are they on Market? Oh, like $100.
Yeah,
for
a few hundred bucks for a whole you know, a lot of them come with extra accessories and stuff too. But there's a lot more to it than I thought, because some of these are like short ones. Like that's a 10-foot kayak. Mm-hmm. And they recommend, they're like, you really need to go with something that's 14 feet long just for stability when you're out on a river that has a pretty swift current like the Mississippi, and it's a bigger body of water. So you can't take really a 14-footer on something like here. What is that creek called that's here in
Joachim?
Yeah, Joachim. Like you couldn't take a 14-footer on it because some of the curves are tight and some of the, you know, the water level is fairly low. So you'd have to get out and pull it and drag it. So it'd be more like a 10-footer would be more appropriate for a smaller body of water.
Well, you could maybe go to like Big River and something like that, where there's like other people floating, where I think that would be wide enough.
Mm-hmm.
Over there around, what is it? The edge of Jefferson County.
Yeah. But it might be something that I get into a little bit more. I really like the idea of just being able to have your own flotation device, and you can go put in anywhere and be able to just float, you know. But it is, like you said, where am I going to put it? That's the thing I'm still struggling with a little bit.
Oh, these are inflatables.
Yeah, I've seen those too. Those would actually solve the storage problem.
Right. Yeah, this guy has three of them. Three inflatable kayaks in Intex, which I know they do swimming pools and stuff.
Yep.
$100 each.
Mm.
Some of these are two person though.
Yeah, that one looks really cool.
With paddles. Huh. Oh, each double is $125. Huh.
Yeah, when I was in Montana, no, I was Wyoming. I was at this lake and I was riding my bike around it, and this guy pulled up and he had like a little hatchback or whatever, and he pops the hatch and pulls out one of those inflatable ones, and he has this little pump and he airs it up, and next thing I know he's out on the lake and he's paddling across the lake. I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
To like just instantly be able to go across a lake or a body of water. So it was fun. It was a neat experience. I'd definitely do it again.
Yeah, that sounds pretty neat.
I never would have imagined being on a kayak, because you think the Mississippi River is like kind of scary, and there's like tugboats and heavy traffic going up and down. But yeah. Dude.
These aren't very much at Dick's, like 250.
Yeah, they're pretty inexpensive. Pretty affordable. It's a fairly, but then he's like, yeah, if you get hooked, like then you start realizing you need this and that, and it starts adding up. And he's like, I got five now.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm still thinking about another couple,
but
you know, different sizes.
You can't ride in all five. Or
no.
You can't use all five at once.
No.
So.
He does really cool stuff, though. He goes on these adventure trips where, like, he was telling me they're putting in an Arnold, and they're going to float all the way down the Cape Girardeau, him and his wife, and or, you know, two separate kayaks. But it's going to take, like, 3 days. So they're, like, mapping out where they're going to, like, pull off and camp on the side of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. I wouldn't be for that, I don't think, because I don't really like tent camping or anything like that. But he's doing that on Labor Day.
He's going to go down the Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, from Arnold to
dodge some barges and stuff.
Yeah.
In the way.
Yeah. But as long as you stay, I mean, it's such a wide body of water. As long as you stay to the side, they pretty much use the main channel.
Right.
In the center.
I'm wondering how narrow the Mississippi gets. Like, what's the most narrow spot?
It's probably in the north of St. Louis, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying that there's people that will go all the way from where the Mississippi River starts, the furthest point up north, which I think is Minnesota, and take it all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, or Gulf of America. and there's people that also take the Missouri from Montana, where it originates, all the way down to the Mississippi, you know, in St. Charles, and then go all the way down to the Gulf as well.
Yeah.
Which... Huh. That takes, like, I think he said some of those trips take, like, 90 days.
Oh, 90 days?
Yeah.
Holy crap. How far do you go in a day?
My gosh.
Like, 5 miles? Is that
no,
it?
It's a long way.
But, man, that's 90 days.
Well, he was saying that the Mississippi north of, like,
you ain't
Alton.
You got no job?
Yeah. The Mississippi north of Alton doesn't have it, or has several lock and dams along the way. So there's no current. So you're paddling the whole time. And he was saying that people would, because he does a lot of this like volunteer type stuff where he helps out if people are coming through town for these events. And he's talked to people and they're like, he's like, oh yeah, you can just get put in here in St. Charles. You get 30 miles down the river in, you know, a few hours. And they're like, no way. I haven't gone 30 miles in a day this whole trip. And he's like, because you haven't had a current. You know, once you get on the current,
I'd need a current. I'm not paddling for, you know, 15 miles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd have some awesome forearms, but you know,
yeah. He said that one of his dreams is to go from St. Louis down to the Gulf, which would be, he thinks it would take him about a month.
Hmm.
So it's fun. Cool experience.
That is really cool. Well, we were going to hang out this weekend and we ended up not doing it. I was going to call you, but we ended up.
Then you took pictures of the place
you
went
to. I just took pictures and showed you.
Shared it with me.
Well, because we were going to the minifig shop. We had the kids and they wanted to go to the minifig shop up in the
Josh and Lori
district.
Don't like kids.
Well, I don't know.
No, it's fine.
We
need a family time.
So we went up the district in, that's Chesterfield, right?
Yeah.
We went up there and we did, they opened a new minifig, a Lego shop. It's like an aftermarket Lego shop. So they resell old, older Legos, newer Legos.
Are the older ones sets?
Sets? They'll have sets that are built. They'll have sets still in boxes.
Huh.
So if you ever want to find like retired sets or things like, or if you're looking out for something, they'll come across it because they're buying stuff. Because they buy Lego by the pound too, just bulk Lego. And if you can buy it by the pound too, and it's amazing how much Lego you get, just 1 pound.
Yeah.
So like, if you ever were like, man, I'm missing these parts, and you can actually go there. They have these big tubs that you can dig through.
Do they have sets that are not built, but have been built? Like, in other words, like they're not new in box. They're like somebody has built them and then maybe taken them apart.
Oh,
less likely.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Because
some of those, they don't have the actual box. They have. Like, they made their own box for them.
Huh.
And it's...
That's cool.
Like, all Lego... The nice thing about Lego, all you need is the set number. And you can... On Lego's website, they have the instructions.
Oh, that's cool.
So, it's... and another thing, some sets aren't 100% complete. They may be missing, like... A minifig or something like that.
And they call that out?
Yeah, they usually, they do. But there's a lot of sets that I'm like, man, I kind of wish I would have bought it when it was out. Like, there's that NES set. That,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't, it was one of those, I'm like, do I really need that? I mean, it looks identical to my NES that I have here. Do I really need something that looks, I have the real thing.
I don't remember. Does that one play games or does it, can you hook that up to a TV?
No, but it's got like a fake little TV to it.
Okay.
And it's got Mario on it. And there's there was a Pac-Man set, looks like a Pac-Man arcade game. And anyway, it's a cool place. It's neat to even to look around it. They have like this big display that they made with, there's trains and they have all the bunch of different cars. It's like a big city.
Huh.
It's really neat.
That's
to
cool.
see that.
What's the name of it?
Minifig. It's
Minifig.
It is
called
shop.
Minifig. Okay.
So there's one in Kirkwood, and then this is their new one. It's bigger.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I would like to check that place out. Speaking of trains, before we move on to your other spots there, did you see that there's going to be a miniature train? What is it like display at Festus and Crystal City? What do they call it? Twin City Days?
Oh yeah,
it's going to be over here by the or over there by the. Park, not the park, the library.
I think we'll be out of, when is Twin City Day?
11th and 12th, maybe?
We'll be out of town.
Oh, you will.
Well, the 11th will be here. 12th, we leave on the 12th, so.
I read it in the leader, and it reminded me of, do you remember that, like, very brief moment in time when you and I were, like, I think we were 18, we had just graduated high school, and we were like, what do we do with our lives? And we spent probably a month, like, heavily invested in putting together model trains and building the whole like city and town. And we were going to the model train shop, like
at Kirkwood, which no longer exists.
But, oh, it doesn't. Yeah. We were going like daily or every other day or something.
I don't even know where we'd never really, we got like a few of the items like, oh, get this, these trees. Or get this.
Yeah.
But we never did anything.
I don't think we did. No,
we didn't build a single thing.
I remember taking all my stuff over to your parents' house, and then you had a bunch of stuff, and we may have had a couple different scales, like the, I don't know what they are. I remember what it was, like Z and
I think
XO,
HO was the, I think that was the scale we were going for.
Yeah, but then we got interested in girls.
I think we had always been interested in girls. We just got girlfriends.
Yeah, we did. We got distracted in an instant, and the model trains never saw the light of day.
Trains?
Again. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
That was so weird. The summer of, I'm pretty sure it was our senior year, right? It was right after we graduated.
Maybe. Man, we sound lame.
I know, but it was.
Model trains.
I'll never, like, I have I don't know, nostalgia or whatever for my, I always liked model trains when I was a kid. My grandpa was really into it. But then we had that summer that was a very brief period where I just think of that all the time whenever trains come up.
I don't even know. It's a weird, I mean, I guess it's not a weird thing, but it was, I don't even know where we were going to set it up or what were we going to, like.
I think we were just trying to find our way. We were both.
Find a hobby, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. We were both available for whatever, and I mean, yeah, how nerdy are we that we weren't like partying and they're like probably 8 a.m. hey man, you want to go up to the train shop? I gotta work at 1 or whatever.
Yeah, this is awesome. Train.
But yeah, you went to the district and four hands, and
it was one of those kids got Steve's hot dogs. We got High Point, and then I got some beers here from Four Hands.
Awesome.
So, good stuff.
It's a cool place out there.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a fun place. Just, and you say we got to all get together and go to that game. What was it called? The game show? Or?
Yeah, game showroom or something like that. Yeah, that's not the name of it, but it's essentially what it is.
Yeah. And I always see that, and I'm like, well, two people, we can't really.
No. Yeah, you need like 6 or 8.
Yeah.
No, actually, for two teams, you probably need a good. I mean, I'm sure you could get by with like three on three. Or
can you something. Play someone else?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe. Maybe you can say, hey, we have six people. We're a team. So slot us in with somebody else that
right.
is going to be there.
Well, all right. You want to do a snack?
Yeah, we got a couple snacks today.
All right. Let's do it. Cashews. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too, pistachios, plants up to know the tricks.
Do you have a preference on which one we start with?
I don't care. Well, you do what you got there.
Yeah, let's try this popcorn. So,
Lori, these are both at Aldi, right?
I think so.
Clancy, well, yep.
This definitely is from Aldi. So, Lori picked these up. Drizzled pumpkin spice kettle corn. I mean, this should pair well with our beer. Naturally flavored, it says.
Oh,
yeah.
Natural flavors?
That's
know,
right.
That's not good.
Ooh, take a whiff of that. That smells wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like we had something similar to this a while back, but I don't
probably
remember what it was. I have to go back and look, and I'm not going to do that.
Pumpkin spice.
Hmm.
Oh, it's good. It's like, I didn't know if it was going to be, it does say on there drizzled.
Yeah.
So it's regular popcorn with the stuff, the
yeah
icing drizzled on it, essentially.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's sweet, but it's pretty good.
So
it doesn't have all the spice, I feel like. Like, you know, it says spice, but I don't feel like it has all the spice that the beer spice.
It's got a little bit, but it definitely...
Oh, it melted.
I know. That's why I got the napkins here. I was thinking it was going to be like a dry type spice, like a seasoning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't read it right where it says drizzled.
Yeah.
So... popcorn. So this, the one thing, it's very, the popcorn itself doesn't have a lot of flavor.
Mm-mm.
The drizzle does. It's really good. What is your take? Like, when I talk to Molly about popcorn, I love popcorn at the movies or whatever and stuff like that, but she's like, it doesn't do it for me. I don't really like popcorn.
I have got to admit, I'm starting to come around to popcorn again.
Yeah.
I went through a phase where I really just did not care for popcorn. I felt like it was just overhyped and generally like...
Overhyped.
Well, because
that
Lori...
Orville Redenbacher.
Lori really likes popcorn. She eats it as a snack probably like once a week, once every other week or so. She'll pop a bag. And It was like the old joke we used to have with our other co-host, Josh Bauman, wherever he used to talk about how, or you guys used to always tell the story about how he'd say, there's ice cream down in the cafeteria or something like that. And he said, I'm not in the mood for ice cream. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go get some ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
that's kind of how I am with popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Once you smell it, you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that does.
Exactly. Yeah. But I remember going back back whenever we lived together, when we were roommates back in the, late 90s, early 2000s. I was a big fan of getting the tins around Christmas time that had the cheddar, caramel, and I guess just butter flavor.
Yeah.
And I love that. So. Yeah, that was a long,
just take
long answer.
But you take the cardboard out and just mix it all up together.
I've never done that.
Yeah, you need the caramel and cheese together. That's the that's a good stuff. The Chicago style, isn't that what that's called?
Is it? So yeah, I'll admit I've kind of come around to popcorn lately. I like it more now.
I like the the movie theater. But man, I got to tell you, the movie theater popcorn has really gotten me lately. Where it gives me a headache, and I don't know if it's just too much salt or what, because I have gotten these terrible headaches after going to the movies with the kids, because they love popcorn.
Maybe it's just being with the kids.
Yeah, that's the problem. No, so I think it's the salt. I think, well, and I'm probably drinking big giant sodas too. I'm not not getting water, so
it could be.
Beware. Mm. Make sure you drink some water.
Yes.
So our snack two, we actually have two this week, is another Aldi original. It says that Benton's and Aldi original funnel cake sandwich cookies.
I'm excited for these. Lori said that she wanted me to bring a couple of these home for her.
They even open the same way Oreos do. They don't
they do.
And they kind of have a good amount of icing, too. They're not...
Yeah, they smell really good.
They didn't cheapen. Mm-mm. Oh, man, these are going to be insanely sweet.
Yeah, they are. You can, like, smell the sugar.
I'm like, this is... Yeah.
All one bite, man.
I know you do that every time.
I don't feel like these are as sweet as I expected them to be.
I don't think they taste like anything different. It tastes like a vanilla cookie with cream.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't get the funnel cake flavor.
Maybe slightly. Although you just
inhaled it.
Swallowed it.
That's why I gotta eat a second one. It. I mean, they smell great.
Well, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I kind of get it. I mean, it's usually the powdered sugar.
Yeah.
And then the deep fried taste.
If you didn't know that it was funnel cake, though.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah.
I would have been like, well, these are good.
Yeah.
I mean... These are good. These are really good. I like them, but...
They are.
I don't know. You say they're not too sweet. I think they're really sweet.
Well, I just looked at the nutrition facts here, and it says...
You don't look at that on a funnel cake cookies. Come on.
Well, you want to guess what the grams of sugar is per two cookies, which is what I've had.
Well, I only had one, so I had half of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. 12.
Oh, pretty close. 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man. That sounds higher than some of the Oreo.
Well, I can feel them on my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel my teeth just rotting away.
Man, speaking of that, I have a... I think it might be a recessed gum situation, but I need to get it checked out on the right side of my mouth. And I don't know... if I've told you this or not, but ever since, so when I left work, Lori's still working, but her insurance sucks. And
yeah, I have that kind of insurance.
Our dentist doesn't take, our former dentist doesn't take our insurance. So I was trying to shop around in the area for a dentist, and I was having a really difficult time with dentists that take her insurance. So I haven't been to a dentist in like 2 years.
Oh, I'm even worse than that, man.
Really?
Yeah. I told Molly I'm going to go this year, and I still haven't gone this year.
I'm going to call up our dentist and see if they take a cash payment just to go get a cleaning and, you know, x-ray and all that. And
so there's what's the big company that does the, never mind. I can't even think.
You're talking about
it.
The one down here, Aspen?
No, there's the truck, the the van.
Yeah. Oh, not Comtree, but the other one. Compass? Health?
Is it? It may be Comtree.
No, it's Compass now. It used to be Comtree.
Yeah, it still says Comtree. But yeah, I thought that was one of those where anyone could go.
I think so.
Insurance.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But you're on a trailer or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what all they provide, if they're just like giving a look and if they actually do the cleaning and the x-rays and all that kind of stuff. But.
And there's a new dentist being built right by Main and Mill.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. Thankfully, he's taken over all that dilapidated
property. Those buildings are being torn down. Yeah.
Yep.
They were falling down.
Yeah, they were.
So, in other news no one cares about.
Yeah, movies and TV.
Yeah, let's start with the one. We actually went on a little adventure on a Wednesday.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we went to the Three Kings. I hadn't been there in
the restaurant.
Years. You said you, I was just there the other day.
It was like a month ago. Yeah.
Well, okay. So they're just a bar restaurant type place, but they have some good beers on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, went and saw NOFX, 40 years of...
Always in our background here.
Yeah. 40 years of effing up, we'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. That's my band. They broke up, obviously, and...
they retired.
They retired, yeah. And this was kind of their documentary of their final shows and stuff like that. I enjoyed it. I thought it got a little weird in spots, but I expected that.
They're a weird band.
They're a weird band. They're
weird guys.
The one, it's funny because the Fat Mike is like on so many drugs and alcohol and everything, but yet their drummer is they told him, you know, you're either out of the band, you need to quit. He was on heroin.
Yeah.
You need to quit or you're out of the band. Yeah. And he's like totally sober.
Yeah.
It's weird for him to be around hanging out with these guys that, you know, are going nuts with that stuff.
So I really enjoyed it a lot. I learned a lot, but at the same time watching it, so I've always had this kind of weird feeling about NOFX where I'm like, I cannot figure out, are they legit? Is like everything that they do, is this really who they are, or are they putting on for the audience? Like, I guess he was smoking or snorting all that coke and drinking all that vodka, but like, I don't know. He is such a witty and funny and appears to be like very knowledgeable with like the business side of running the band and doing everything's DIY according to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they have people now that work for
them. Yeah, they have a lot of people that work for them. But yeah.
But coming up back in the like 80s and 90s, they were all DIY. And I don't know. I always feel like they're not fake, but like just they're like it's a persona, you know, it's an act to an extent. And I don't know, you know them a lot better than I do, but that's the sense that I get.
I don't think it's an act, but I do. One thing I find interesting too is like Michael talk, and like you think of someone who you could tell he's got some brains,
right?
Which he's killing with drugs and alcohol. But he's not one of those people, and I don't think anyone really in the band is one of those people that is every other word is F, or he has to use, you know, that as a, which is surprising because the name of the name of the movie. But there's of all things, there's not much bad language in this compared to. Well, probably some male nudity.
Yeah.
But,
I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. But, yeah, that's kind of where I'm like, man, they kind of figured out how to... They were very clever in how they figured out how to do things to make money and not be mainstream. You know, never quote-unquote sold out.
Sold out, yeah.
Which... I don't know. It's like their own like niche, if you will.
Yeah,
that they've
well,
discovered.
And they even talked about it. They're like, especially like the mid '90s, where Offspring, Green Day, Rancid, they all got huge. You know.
Yeah.
And they're like, they probably had a chance to sign to major labels and all that, and they decided to go their own way. And their whole thing was that they would get to keep more of the money, you know, because the record company takes this much, this person takes this much, and they only get, you know, a small percentage. And I can understand that.
That makes sense. It was really interesting to learn that when we went to see their farewell show in Denver, we went to this crappy venue that was like, what was it?
It was, were they...
livestock?
Auction cows.
Yeah,
auction
livestock, right?
Yeah.
Stockyard, I think.
Yeah,
it was called.
Essentially all concrete, you know?
Yeah.
We were on a parking lot.
That's, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Sun was
stage in the
down.
Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And parking was absolutely ridiculous. It was like so far away from the venue, and it was multiple lots like spread out all over this place. And the reason why they did that was because they found the opportunities to get these venues where they kept the majority of the money. They didn't have to pay for, like, if you go to, like, here at Riverport, I guess, like, if you're a band, you have to pay the venue. I never knew that.
I guess they get a cut.
Yeah, they get a cut, yeah. But I guess the cut is significantly larger than if you go to the Stockyard.
Well, and, like, so Riverport, that money they receive from parking, that never goes to the band. That's
not included
with the band. They'll take a cut of your merchandise sales.
Yeah,
they'll take a cut of your ticket sales, you know. And I don't think, and, like... that's not including they're already making money off the concessions and all that, so.
Which are outrageous.
Yeah. What was it? Was it last year when we were like,
oh yeah, Point Fest last year?
Oh, it was like $23 or something like that.
Yeah, it might have been 25, 24, 25 for a.
Now this was like some seltzer or something that what's his name?
Jesse. Yeah.
He had bought one.
But even like 16 ounces, wasn't it 16, or was it bigger than
maybe it was a little bit bigger, but
yeah,
it was still
ridiculous.
Way like at least $20.
Yeah,
I'm like, man.
So they figured that out, and I mean that was really interesting that they NoFX had that. He had that goal, which I don't know. He's a super weird dude. Mike is to go. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm retiring.
He's saying that while in a dressed up like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. But he's like, but I want to make sure the rest of these guys can retire too. So I want to make $1 million for each person. And he ended up making like $2.3 million per person.
2.8?
2.8?
2.8 million that he made for each member of the band, which that's insane.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I mean, that is retirement money right
there.
Oh,
yeah. That's for sure.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're still fairly young. Like, they could do a lot more. And I guess it showed at the end that he's still performing with other bands and stuff like that.
Interesting thing is, so I had just, like, this week in my Facebook or whatever feeds, I saw Smelly. They call him Smelly. His name was Eric. I think his name is Eric as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So there was Eric on drums.
Yeah.
Eric Melvin,
yeah.
And then there, El Jefe's real name is Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike, when he joined, he was like, no, you're something else. It's hard enough to all these names.
Yeah.
So he became El Jefe, but. Smelly was playing drums with the Vandals, and they played one of the NoFX song. And then I saw El Jefe playing with Goldfinger. And they were playing Linoleum. They played that song.
Oh, really?
So
is that their biggest hit or most well-known song?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Is it because of the Grind Session game?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, it's the first track on their most popular album, Punk and Drublic. So that could be. They even are like, they have a song called Linoleum, which is essentially, this was, I guess they thought they were going to continue on, but they're like, we're not going to play that song anymore.
They played it at the concert.
Yeah, they did. that they said we're putting it out the pasture. It's like, but this song is played. He goes, this is covered more than any other song, and there's a couple videos from NoFX that have like 2 second clips of several bands like covering Linoleum. Hmm.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. So he's like, but it has no, there's no chorus or like it's nothing like really rhymes. He's like,
yeah,
I don't know why it's so popular. It's not a normal song.
I think it's the rhythm. It's really good. Na 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 na.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. And it's just So I think the rhythm is catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Don't Call Me White. I like that one too.
Yeah. Don't call me white. Yeah. So anyway, I recommend it. I think it's fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It's only playing in theaters, so you're only gonna be able to see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to check their tour dates, just like anything else, which is weird so for a movie.
I did see, I told you I saw that there was a poster for Linkin Park out there, outside of the theater that we saw that in, and that is on September 30th. I don't know if it's just a one-day deal or what, but it's Linkin Park. It's kind of like a documentary of how they like continued after Chester Bennington.
Yeah, because they have like
away.
A girl as a lead singer now, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, Emily Armstrong. She's awesome.
Yeah. Did she come from a band?
Yeah.
Dead Sarah.
Dead Sarah, yeah.
I don't know why I ask. I'm easily looking up.
Yeah,
hey,
she's really good. I love their new album. I think it's really, really good.
I don't know if I've listened to any of it. I know I haven't listened to any of it.
The title track, or not title track, but the one that was the really big hit, I probably has like a billion views on YouTube. I don't know. They're just cool. I like how they've continued to carry on that band after, you know, such a prolific like singer.
Yeah.
Passed away. And yeah, I think they've continued to go on to do like a lot of touring, and that sells out. I really wish I would have seen them when they came through St. Louis. I'm like kicking my another band that I should probably add
we
that
saw
to my
them together.
List. I thought we did with Chester. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen them
at
with Emily.
Pageant. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was the one. Is that the one you won tickets to?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And we were in the seats too. That mm-hmm. was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew I'd seen him, but yeah, it was a long...
That was during Hybrid Theory. That was long ago.
Yeah, like the year 2000 probably, or 2001 maybe. Yep.
So, apparently I'm the only one watching stuff here.
I haven't watched much this week.
So I watched the new Jackass movie. It's kind of what you think. It, you know, there's some new stuff. There's a... Surprisingly to me, there's a lot of like clips from older stuff and unreleased stuff, and it shows some things from the like the TV show before their show got picked up
by MTV.
So it's a Jackass movie.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that he's very very emotional about it. He's like, it's my last, you know, you can
Knoxville.
See that he's really, you know, kind of, but he's like, after 50, I can't, you know.
50 what? Oh, 50 years old?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's the exact same age as us, actually.
Oh, yeah. God, well, he looks maybe, so much older. He's maybe, like all gray hair.
Maybe a little older.
I thought he was.
He's 55.
Way older. Oh, okay.
So he is older, but
he's had all white hair for a long time, though.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just a likable guy. But or at least I think he's fun to watch. So after that, I ended up watching, which is produced by the Jackass folks, which came out like 5 years ago, this movie called Bad Trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of in the vein of Jackass or Impractical Jokers. Mm-hmm. Or... what's he like the Tom Green show?
Oh yeah,
like there's actual dialogue, there's an actual story, but then they'll go to like I don't know, like a donut shop or something, and do something and just do something crazy and get the reactions of people.
Yeah.
You know, it, and you get the real reactions of people. Like, they're going on this road trip and they go to, they're in one of this, I think Carolina, South Carolina, and they go to this country bar and, oh, you're watching the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer.
I don't know if they'll let us show it, but.
Yeah. Oh, shit. This is not good for podcast.
No, but. So the trailer, well, it's kind of the first thing, too. I'll just tell you about that one.
Yeah.
He's working at this. He's working at this car place that, you know, they're back like cleaning the cars, detailing. Yeah. And then this girl you don't see the one part. This girl pulls up behind him, and he like stops while he's talking to this guy. He's getting his Eric Andre. He's talking to this guy. He's like, oh, I'm just gonna finish your car or whatever, and then you can just have a seat. And then this girl pulls up. He goes, oh my gosh. Because that was my high school crush. Holy crap! Oh my gosh. He goes, oh man, really? He goes, yeah. I always said to myself I was going to ask her out if I ever saw her again. And he goes, you got to do it, man. You got to do it. Because this guy doesn't know that this is all set up or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, all right. Well, yeah, I'm going to do it. Well, let me just finish vacuuming out your car first or whatever. He goes, can you do me a favor and hit the on button on the vacuum for me, and I'll start. And then he gets his clothes all sucked off.
Yeah.
He's completely naked. And then the girl comes back at, you know, that it, yeah. I don't know. It's a bunch of stuff like that. Huh. Some of them are a little over the top, a little gross in some parts. But,
so there's people that don't know that this
of people that don't know. You can tell there's like four actual actors.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny to see the reactions of people.
Yeah, that guy's funny, Eric Andre.
Yeah.
And Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, she's it too.
Yeah. That looks cool. I already talked to you about this, but watched Inception.
Yeah.
So I,
and you didn't like it. You hated
it. I mean,
it.
No, there was good parts, but it was a little bit out there as far as some of the science fiction stuff. But I'm going to be in the minority when it comes to my opinion on that movie for sure. But Lori said, I said, Greg's watching this show Lanterns. And
I'm not watching another movie, Greg.
Yeah. And she's like, nope. But yeah, you've been watching Lanterns.
I feel that's more grounded, even though it is kind of space in some part.
Yeah, she read the description. It said space police or something like that.
Well, it's Green Lantern. It's still comic book.
I said
movie.
It's comic book. It's comic book characters.
But it's more like the True Detective style.
Yeah.
I don't know. So been watching that. Watched, I guess there was episode 2. It was really good. Mm. And then keeping up with Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's good.
Molly put on this show. She watches all these. She loves seeing movies about
crime and
cults and
crime cults.
And getting caught in some uglies. So this was Death of a President. Death of a Preacher's Wife on Netflix. Apparently, it's like the number one streaming thing this week on there.
Lori's probably already watched it then.
So it's a three-part thing.
Oh.
It actually is really interesting. There's this preacher and this girl that's kind of being, I don't know, it sounds like she's being abused or whatever, and then her death happens, and I don't know. It... You know, some of those things like that, I hate when there's not a like a real, like an ending yet. You know, they're like, oh, it's still in progress or whatever.
Oh, when you get to the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. I just wanted.
Well, why'd you make this then?
What?
Like, why did you make this then?
Like, yeah, why I'm did like, you... couldn't you wait a couple of years?
Yeah.
But
like, I have to get it out as quickly as possible.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, it is an interesting story. Mm. And, but, yeah, it, I mean, it's, to me, it's like one of those Dateline shows or whatever. Where
yeah.
The, was this guy really, oh, what was that guy that, oh, that's the one that, did you see that one? The Twilight dude is playing the other dude.
What? The Twilight dude. Let's see. That could be a couple of guys. The
okay.
I'm
no,
guessing,
no.
I'm
that's
guessing not. It's not Robert Pattinson. Cause
Robert Pattinson.
It is him?
Playing the Catch a Predator guy. Chris Hansen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard about that.
So it's called Primetime.
Huh.
And it's, he's playing, like, the Catch a Predator.
Why? What is there to talk about with that?
I don't know. I think it's just about that, that series and...
Huh. I thought Robert Pattinson was a pretty, like, that sounds, that seems kind of, I don't know, like, low.
I don't know. It looks pretty good.
Hmm.
Okay. So okay. I think I talked about, and I saw that. I was talking to you about the Mr. T documentary.
Yeah.
I think we've gone over with our what we're watching type stuff.
Our allotment of time for movies and TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to see that Mr. T documentary. That could be cool.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah. What else? Pop culture.
Well, it's
been a week.
It's been a week.
Death in Threes. Is what they say, and
it. So they actually waited the Tim Curry family waited to announce it because they wanted Dolly to have
time.
Yeah.
So did he pass on the same day as her?
Yeah, same day.
Hmm.
So big first one we got was Dolly Parton. You know, sad. She's. Like, once you hear about everything, as how charitable was.
Big time.
And I know my boy is on the Imagine, what is it, the Imagination books or whatever? Imagination Library? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gets a book every month just for free in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool that they do stuff like that. But I mean, she was in she made a lot of money and she gave a lot of money.
Yeah.
Know?
And was very, very kind and generous with her time and very out like helpful and sweet to like everybody.
Yeah. Some of the tributes that I heard are really interesting. There was one from Eminem.
I saw that. That's what I was going to mention. Yeah.
And I was like, this is just weird. Like,
yeah.
She sent him like a personalized note saying, I'm not a, you know, rap really isn't my thing, but I know you're one of the best and congratulations on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All that. And, you know, he posted, I don't think he ever posted that letter she sent to him, and he's like, "Man, she sent this. I never got to meet her. I was hoping to meet her someday. And, you know, even like we were just talking about NoFX. Fat Mike put something out. That
really,
he said that you know that he got to. She lent him their bus when they were in Europe or whatever.
Really,
yeah.
Hmm.
So I mean, it's like. Stuff like that, you're like, how could this person was like, no one's saying a bad thing about person. It's such a loss, you know?
Yeah, I was looking at her last public appearance. She was opening a truck stop in Tennessee. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it was in June. And she came out. Like, everybody was shocked. She was, there was no mention of that she was going to be there or anything like that. And it was like this, I don't know, Dolly's truck stop or whatever it's called. And she showed up and just spoke to the crowd for a few minutes. And wow, people were just in shock and, you know, surprised that she was there.
And she kind of did, didn't Prince, wasn't he the same? A few actors or something, they've had cancer diagnosis and they've kind of kept it to themselves. They've never really, and that was kind of the thing with her.
Yeah, I did. I don't know if I ever heard what her.
Yeah, I thought it was a cancer thing.
Was it?
I know. Was it earlier this year or something? She had to cancel all the tours.
Oh yeah, it was a residency, I think. In
yeah,
Vegas.
That's it. Yeah, so. So yeah, that was sad. And then next day, which happened to be, they announced it, but it happened to be the same day was Tim Curry.
Yeah.
And like one of the, I mean, this is just a random thing. Before Molly went to work that day, I said, "Have a wonderful day," you know, like they, from Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
I did it awful. I botched it up.
I knew what you were referring to.
Yeah. So, and then I go, oh my gosh, I just quoted him this morning. And, you know.
So he was the clown in It.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
In the, yeah, the TV series.
Oh.
The original.
Oh. Okay.
Not the latest movie. One.
No, no. I was there a movie like years ago, like in the 70s or whatever?
There was the, it was a movie in the 80s, but it was a made for TV movie. It later was put on.
Okay.
Like a two, I think it was a two VHS, two, you know how you get the ones where they'd have two tapes?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those.
But it was the, it was a movie though.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I didn't ever knew that.
But yeah. And of course, Rocky Horror, that was, I mean, I've probably seen him more in that than any, even more than Home Alone.
You were a big fan of that for a while.
And so.
But he had a stroke many years ago, and I think he was in a wheelchair for like the last 10 years or so.
Right. Yeah.
And then Optimus Prime.
Yeah, Peter Cullen, which that, it's one of those things where his voice, you know, just hearing Optimus Prime's voice, you know, from, I'm glad they kept his voice in those newer movies, even though they weren't so good. At least his voice was right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, since I can basically remember, I think I got into Transformers when I was like 7 or 8 years old. And that's when, I mean, seeing the cartoon and all that before that, I knew the voice. So Lori was like on the fence of whether or not he's counted as the third one in the series of three.
I mean, you could say that he really wasn't an actor. He was a voice actor, but I don't know. He was just so like,
everybody knows
for me,
Optimus Prime
is. You look at his line of work though, and he is, he's in a lot.
Hmm.
Even though it's mostly voices, mm-hmm. I don't think he's actually had an acting role. I think they're all voices, but looks like a lot of Winnie the Pooh and a lot of
Eeyore. You just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling there.
And he was Monterey Jack on Rescue Rangers. Wow. But yeah, they're, I mean, it's an incredible, like, line of work.
Yeah.
So, to he's not included. Going. Voltron, GoBots, Transformers.
Wow.
Crap.
Yep. So, yeah, that's us bringing things down here.
Yeah, there you go.
But paying tribute, right?
Yep.
That's our pop culture segment.
So, the last thing.
Oh, Shop Talk.
We'll bring up
Let's
Shop
see.
Talk.
Greg, where are you at on all your videos?
I'm okay. Let me just put it this way. I feel that I have a lot more, I don't know. There's no kids around to while during the day to kind of, get, so I have no excuses now.
Oh, okay. So now you're going to start whipping them out.
Yeah, just one by one by one. Yeah.
Well, I have like 3 to 4 videos that are almost complete. I'm continuing with that house series. And this week I pretty much have finished with the electric. There's like 3 videos in the can, so to speak. But I moved on to construction where I put the old floor back down and the back bedroom where I ripped all that up. So it's been fun. I'm making some really good progress, but Lori and I were talking about, well, should we get some help for this? Should we, like, you know, she's always been my assistant when it comes to painting, and she's kind of getting tired of it.
Oh, I hate painting.
I don't enjoy painting either, but it's a simple enough task that anyone can do. They may not do it super well, but like there's a lot of things that I can't do, like HVAC work or putting a roof on or something like that. So I had this guy come out. It was actually like a cold call situation where this company reached out to me and they're like, hey, we're going to be in the area. Would you like a free quote? And I was like, sure, why not? So I got it set up and the guy came out and he was a really nice guy. He was the owner of the company and he walked through everything, was very thorough. He's like, he came and kind of told me like the history of their company. Him and his friend started it. Not that long ago, like within the last like 3 or 4 years, and they're really trying to be like customer service first. And you know, we just happen to be a customer service company that paints houses, you know, inside and out. So he was very good, very thorough, met with me and answered all my questions. But anyway, I have drywall work that needs to be done as well, like finishing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, finish drywall, paint these rooms. And the quote was like over $8,000.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, man, like, again, for something that I can do that's going to cost me a few $100 when I buy all the paint supplies and all that kind of stuff. And yes, it's time consuming, but is it worth it? Like he's like, yeah, we can have this done in about 3 days, where it would take me like 3 weeks.
Right.
So
I get that, but then that's a lot.
I know.
You know, like even if you had to put, I mean, what do you think your cost with paint and supplies? $500 maybe?
Yeah, probably.
So I mean, that's
I know.
I mean, think about that. I mean,
it's all labor. I mean, it's
yeah, and it also is how much is your time worth?
Yeah.
But when that starts to get, you know,
I know. So that's what I'm going to try to go through the math. Just, I mean, I feel like, and he did itemize everything out, which was really cool too, because he's like, hey, if you didn't want us to do, or if you wanted to do this yourself, that's totally fine. You know, like he gave like the details of like literally everything. And he's like, feel free. You can cut, you know, you can choose to do that yourself or whatever. And just let us know if we can help in any way. And, you know, no pressure or anything, which super cool. But again, for painting, it's like, he was telling me that like a lot of their clients are in like the West County area, and the more, you know, the wealthier part.
Give
of
me
town.
A price for the less wealthy area.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, the place is essentially empty though, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, there's.
I feel that's a big part of it too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that their quote is kind of high,
yeah.
Especially if they don't have to move furniture, cover furniture.
Cover, yeah.
Like
minimal prep work, yeah.
There is so little prep work, maybe removing the covers off the outlets and light switches. But other than that,
yeah,
it shouldn't.
I guess it's like wiping down walls and stuff like that because they are probably dusty and dirty. But he's like 2 coats of everything everywhere. So I mean, I'm sure they do quality work and all that, but yeah, it's like
for me, that's a no. That's just too much. I, you know, maybe if it was 2000, you know,
yeah,
which is a little bit closer to where,
yeah,
I would, you
true.
Know, I feel that's a little too much because that's essentially 4 times the amount of your supplies.
Yeah,
and
Yeah, I was looking at it like, well, $8,000, I could put a new roof on the house, something that I can't do. Or I could put probably buy a new AC unit, you know, something that I can't do on my own. But paint I can do on my own. It's just going to take some time. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of strange. And then my other thing I was gonna just going to – I told you the other day that my check engine light came on. But on my – I was driving yesterday on my way. I just happened to look at my odometer – and change it from, I usually keep it on the, this is on my truck, I keep it on the, what is it called where you just like, your trip meter.
Yeah.
I usually have it on that. I don't even know why, but I usually put it on that. But I clicked over to the miles because I knew I was getting close to 200 and I was at like 199,989 or something like that.
Oh, you're right there.
Yeah. So I started watching it and I crossed the 200,000 mile mark, which was kind of cool. Now, when I bought this truck, I thought, my goal was, I was like, I want to get this to 300,000 miles.
Oh.
But I said that with Lori's car, too, that she had at the time. And we only got to 180 before the freaking transmission went out in it. And it was like, it was a catastrophic failure for that car. Like, getting a new transmission was going to cost, like, more than the car was worth. And so, anyway, my truck, the check engine light came on and I was telling you it's like some code for a catalytic converter and it's clogged or something. And I don't know. So I need to make an appointment, but it's just like, ah, man, I hit this milestone. And of course, I'm having an issue with it. So I need to go back and I don't know. I'm going to have to assess at some point, like, do I keep sticking money into this thing? I know you've had that. You've been on that journey for a while. How many miles do you have on your truck? Is it over 200,000?
No. Yeah. 160 maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, you're way below me.
Yeah. Well, I don't drive anywhere, you know.
That's
where am
nice.
I going?
I don't know.
I don't need to go anywhere.
But yeah, that's it. How to Fix a Workshop's got a lot of videos coming out and some of them are going to be from Greg.
lots of them.
In one of our recent segments here, you said, I need you to hold me accountable.
And yeah.
So I'm trying to give you a little nudge and you're like,
give me
you're like, you're funny.
You're hilarious.
All right. I think that's all we got.
That's what we got. It's been a great show.
It has.
Thanks for hanging out.
You're welcome.
Yeah. See ya.